Welcome to Insights for Eternity with Pastor John Edmiston. In-depth Bible teaching that will prepare you for life and for ministry. If you would like some formal training, which is very affordable, go to his website at harvesttimeinstitute.org. That is HARVESTIME Institute.org. Now, open your Bibles as we listen to today's lesson.
Hi, welcome to Insights for Eternity, where we teach those who teach others, and this is Pastor John Edmiston guiding you through the Gospel of Luke in this series, and we'll be looking at Luke 11, verses 5 to 13, about asking, seeking, knocking, and praying, and how you can have a better prayer life. So grab your Bibles, pens, and notebooks, and get ready for God's words. Before we do that, let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you that your Bible's a source of great truth. Reveal Jesus to us today, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, let's read the passage, and then we'll get into this very interesting scripture. And he, that's Jesus, said to them, "Which of you who has a friend will go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has arrived on a journey, and I have nothing to set before him.' And he will answer from within, 'Do not bother me. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, yet because of his impudence or hard asking, he will rise and give him whatever he needs. And I tell you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" So, the first thing it tells us here is that we are to be impudent before God, as not as in disrespectful, but as a bit pushy. And the word for ask in the New Testament is a word called aiteo, and it means to push and be impudent and to go before the throne as if you had a right to things. And you have a right to things because of the blood of the Lord Jesus, because of the new covenant that God has made with you as sons and daughters of the living God. You're in a family relationship with the King of Kings and with the Lord of Lords, and so you can go to your Heavenly Father and ask for good things. You can push in to be bold with God and to go before the throne of grace in time of need, and he will give you help and all sorts of things to help you with your spiritual life. God is there, the throne of grace is there, and you can get all you need from God, who gives to us without reproach, and that's in James 1, 5-8. He doesn't scold you. He says, "You need this? Okay, it's yours because I'm the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and you are my son or daughter." Oh, you say, "That's good. I want a Rolls Royce." That's not what Jesus is talking about. Let's look at the end of the passage. "If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" So the good gifts that you could ask, seek, and knock for are spiritual gifts and spiritual qualities such as love, joy, and peace. You see, God can always give you spiritual things. God is spirit. Those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God is the Father of spirits, and God imparts spiritual qualities to those who need them. If you are in need of patience with your children, say, "Lord, I am in need with patience of my children. I ask and seek and knock, that you will give me patience with my children." You see, it's no use having a big house if you're shouting at your kids all day long. What's the use of the big house? You're living in misery. You're upset. You're always getting in turmoil. What you need is a changed spiritual life. You need patience with your children. You need to be able to love your children, to love your husband, to love your wife, to be at peace with your family. They're the things that you really need. The basis of your life is your spiritual life. Everything else gets built on top of that. And so first of all, you need the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit in you, and you need the Holy Spirit upon you, and you need the Holy Spirit on a day-by-day basis, filling you with the Holy Spirit, so you can be loving, kind, and peaceful. Just as a test, if you're worried, if you're frantic right now as you're listening to this broadcast, put out your hands as if you're receiving something and say, I believe that I am receiving the perfect peace of God right now. Say that again. I believe that I am receiving the perfect peace of God right now. Believe you're receiving it. See it just poured out to you like liquid from heaven. God's pouring it out into your spirit. You are receiving it. You are receiving all the Holy Ghost. You're receiving the peace of God into your life and mind and heart. And how do you feel? You feel more peaceful because you've believed you've received the Holy Spirit. And that's what we're asking, seeking, and knocking for, is a renewed spiritual life, which will make the rest of the world go better. In James 1, 5 to 8, it says, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, and it will be freely given to him without reproach or scolding. So God's not going to scold you if you need patience, if you need wisdom, if you need kindness, if you need to know what to do in a certain situation. You can say, Lord, I ask, seek, and knock for wisdom in this particular situation. I have a friend who's going through a very complicated ministry experience at the moment. He wrote to me about it. And I thought, oh, wow, this is really complicated. It involved legal issues far beyond my understanding. And so I wrote to him and I said, you really need to take this to your intercessors. You need to ask God for wisdom. You need to get people around you to give you wisdom. This is too complicated for me, but it's not too complicated for the Lord Jesus Christ, who can give us wisdom and understanding in every single situation in life. And that is what God will give you. He will give you what you need on a day-by-day basis, and he will teach you how to pray for the spiritual things. Now, of course, we need school fees, and we need food on the table, and we need all the rest. But those things come later on as we've mastered our life before the Lord, as God has given you mastery over your life. So you can say to God, Lord, give me wisdom and mastery over my life. Give me the skills I need to be in charge of my life, not to be helpless anymore, not to be cast down anymore, but to rise up in the power of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, to rise up and take command over my circumstances using the name and authority of Jesus Christ. Give me wisdom. Give me skill. Help me to change my ways where my ways need to be changed. Give me understanding of my work and my family. Give me understanding of practical things in my life, and help me to be your disciple who walks with authority and strength in this earth and glorifies God. And that's the kind of prayer that God's going to answer as you seek him for a change in your life, a change in your spiritual condition, your mental condition, your emotional condition. If you're always getting upset, does that glorify God? Does that make your family happy at home? No, you can go to God and say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm always getting upset. I'm not long-suffering, I'm short-suffering. I don't even suffer at all, then I blow up. So you say to the Lord Jesus Christ, I need great patience. I need what the Greek word is, makrothumia. I need the ability to remain patient and calm under all the circumstances of my life. And I don't have that in myself. I don't know how to get it, but you can impart it to me. You can pour it down into my heart, my mind, and my spirit. I ask, I seek, I knock. I want this kind of self-control whereby I'm not going to be upset every day. I'm not going to get in a tizzy about this or about that. I'm not going to get wound up over every little thing that happens. Rather, I'm going to have God's supernatural power to stay calm. And so you say, Lord, I need your supernatural power to stay calm, to treat my family well, to treat my workmates well. And I will not be upset anymore because God will give me victory over being upset, over throwing temper tantrums, of being the kind of person that's unpleasant to be around, the kind of person that everyone tiptoes around. You don't want to be that. You want to be in charge of your emotions. You don't want to be wild and out of control. And God will supernaturally give that to you. You'll suddenly find you're able to do it. You'll suddenly find that you're able to be calm. As you say, Lord, I ask, seek, and knock for a calm personality. and God will supernaturally impart to you a calm, measured, and logical personality. Because His Spirit can change your spirit, and your spirit will change your mind, and your mind will change your emotions. Bit by bit, as you go to God for a calm, centered, solid personality and a responsible attitude to life, God will give it to you, and you will be able to master your life and get on with your life. You see, let's go through the things, the asking, the seeking, and the knocking. Here Jesus says, ask, and it will be given to you. It's the gospel is about things being given to you. You don't have to earn them. You can claim them through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, through God's work on the cross, through the work of Jesus Christ, through His righteousness that He has been given to you. Over and over again, you are given things. You are given forgiveness. You are given grace. You have the gift of the Holy Spirit. The gospel is about things that are given to you and imparted to you and which are put deep down in your heart. The things that eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor entered into the mind of man or woman. These things God has revealed to us through the Holy Spirit, and He's revealed them to us through the Holy Spirit that we might claim them as part of our hearts, part of our minds, and part of our lives. So God wants to give you the good things of heaven. God wants to give them to you freely as a free gift, all the things of your salvation, God's forgiveness, God's restoration, God's grace, God's ability to break addictions. God can give you a strong will. He can give you self-control. He can give you many other things that are stored up for you in the heavenly realms, and you have to ask for them and it will be given to you. You need to be humble enough to go to God and say, I cannot live life myself. I am not strong enough. I am not wise enough. I am not good enough. I need you to give me everything I need in life. And if you need joy in your life, if you're downcast, if you're depressed, say, Lord, please give me joy. Drinking a bottle of whiskey can make you happy, but it doesn't give you joy and you have a headache in the morning. What you need is God's supernatural joy imparted to you through the Holy Spirit, who was a spirit of joy, who is rejoicing all the time in the things of God and the work of redemption. Ask God to give you the ability to be joyful, to shout hallelujah, to have the anointing of joy upon your life, and God will give that to you because He is a God of good gifts. Every good gift comes down from heaven. You don't find the good gifts in the bank. You don't find the good gifts down a mine shaft. You don't find the good gifts that give meaning and purpose to life everywhere, anywhere on this earth. Rather, they come from heaven in answer to prayer and in answer to the desiring and worshipful heart. I grew up among people that had a little bit of extra money, and they would get together at dinner parties and they would talk. And as they got into their 40s and 50s, nearly every dinner party, after a few glasses of wine, someone would say, well, what's the meaning of this? Why have we accumulated all this money? Because they were not believers. I did not grow up in a Christian context. I grew up among people who made a lot of money but didn't know what to do with their lives because they had not got the good gifts from heaven. They were not seeking the good things of life from heaven. They were seeking it from material possessions. And material possessions had left them empty, had left them without any meaning or purpose in life. And they were wondering, what is this all about? Because by this time they had teenage kids and the teenage kids were messing up and they had stress at home and stress with their partners. And they wondered, what is all this about? And they felt deeply empty inside themselves. The good gifts come from heaven. Love, joy, peace, patience, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the ability to do evangelism, the ability to worship God and do ministry, the ability to pray for and intercede for others. God gives you these good gifts. Go and ask for them. Then it says, seek and you will find. Now, there is spiritual truth out there, and God hides it. God plays hide and seek a little bit with us to get us up and out of our chairs, out of our self-centeredness, and we've got to seek and find spiritual truth in the Bible. And one of my delights as a Bible teacher is to chase down topics in the Bible and look and ask God for wisdom on various passages of Scripture. And as you seek spiritual things, you will find them. You have to seek after God for various things. And it might be you need a spiritual gift to function in ministry. And you say, Lord, I seek the spiritual gift of leadership and management so I can run my church properly. So it's not so disorganized. So it's not so messed up. You say to God, God, I'm good at preaching, but I don't know how to run this church at all. And in that case, you need the wisdom of Solomon, don't you? He says, I'm young and I can't run Israel. And God said, I'm going to download wisdom into your spirit. So you need to seek after the things that you really need in ministry. And this applies to the anointing as well. You seek God's anointing. You seek the Holy Spirit upon you. You seek the power of God. And God might say, I want to give you the gift of healing, but I want you to seek it first. Seek after the gift of healing, and you start and you pray and you can heal people of maybe a cold. Or you pray for someone and you get a bit more anointing and you can pray for someone and they're cured of malaria. And then you can pray for someone who's got a broken arm and their arm is healed. And you keep seeking and keep seeking more and more of the gift of healing. Say, Lord, give me, and you press in to God for the things that you need. And the Lord will require you to do that. God does not give away his most precious gifts quickly and easily. He hides them from the proud. He hides them from those who think they've got it all together, from those who think they've got magic tricks or a lot of knowledge. He hides them away and gives them to the meek, the lowly, and to the childlike. And we saw that when the 72 went out and when they did all these miracles in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they did all these incredible things. And they came back and the demons were subject to these names, to the name of Jesus. And Jesus said, I thank you, Father, that you have given these things to babes and hidden them from the wise and the intelligent. So there's things you have to seek. You have to seek spiritual power. You have to seek spiritual authority so that when you speak, people listen, because spiritual authority will flow from you. These are not given away just to casual people who just read a Bible verse or two. You need to spend abundant time in the Word. You need to spend abundant time in prayer. You don't want to be casual or flippant about the Christian life. You need to take the Christian life seriously. God wants to be taken seriously. He's not just a big vending machine in the sky. He wants you to put some spiritual effort into seeking spiritual things. Prayer, fasting, spending time in the Word, giving time and attention to God, giving the best time of your day to God. You've got to seek after things because they're valuable and because they matter. You are not just being set apart by God for the things of this world to have a big house and a big car. God hasn't set you apart for such things. He has set you apart for heaven. And you'll have plenty of glorious things in heaven, but they can wait. Here, you've got to have your spiritual qualities set out first. You've got to be saved. You've got to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You've got to have an anointing. You've got to be able to love people as you love yourself and seek the qualities from God that you need. And God will put into your mind and your heart saying, seek this and seek that. Press in after me. Don't just be sitting on the couch. Just don't be sitting there despondent thinking about yourself. Turn up, rise up and do the things and seek after the things of God. Seek and you will find. Don't be discouraged. Keep pressing in and you will find the thing that you are truly seeking after. That's heavenly treasure is worth seeking after. Forget about earthly treasure. Forget about those people who say gold is buried over here or the Arabs buried something over here. Or the Chinese put something over there. Let's go and find the treasure. Let's get some shovels and go and dig and see if we can find it. And in some countries, that's very common, chasing after treasure. But put the treasure you need to chase after, the spiritual treasure, and seek. As you seek that spiritual treasure, you will find. Then it says, knock and it will be opened unto you. Knocking is you go right up to the door and you go bang, 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 bang. I need to get into here. And it's an active physical thing. You're knocking. You're saying, I want to get into this. And this is talking about ministry opportunities and opportunities in life where a door must be opened to you, where you need to go to the next level in life. You go up to the door of the next level and you knock and you knock and you knock, say, let me into this. And you've got to ask God, let me into this opportunity. I want to be a missionary. Knock, knock, knock. I want to be a pastor. Knock, knock, knock. I want to have the gift of healing. Knock, knock, knock. I want to be able to do this, that, or the other in life. I need to be able to start my own business. Knock, knock, knock. and go to God and say, I want this. I want in on this. And there are things that God will put in your heart and say, oh, you want in on this. God may put a group of people, a village or something, and say, knock, 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 God, I want to go to that village and I want to share the gospel and I want them to listen to me and I want you to open a door of ministry in that village. And you pray and you seek and you ask God about the village, and God says, okay, this weekend I'm going to open up that door. You can walk through that door. That village is ready. It's ripe and it's ready. Go and preach in that village and you will have a harvest of souls. And you will know in your heart and your spirit that door has opened. It's finally opened. You've been knocking on it in the spiritual realm for a long while. Now you can go and you can preach in that village. Knock for opportunities. Knock for some spiritual doors to be opened for ministry. Knock for doors to be opened in your own personal life, especially into spiritual realms and understandings of scriptures. And knock and knock and knock. And God will open that splendid door for you. The gates of pearl, the splendid doors of God, they will be open to you because you have the salvation of Jesus Christ. Next thing we find is that God does not give you toxic things. Here we hear, what father among you, if his son asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? Okay, and then it says, what father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? God is not a bad father. He's not evil. If we who are evil, who are broken by life, know how to give good gifts to our children, who knows what's good for us? God will give us the Holy Spirit in abundance. God is not going to give you toxic junk. Some people say, don't seek after these gifts or that, because you'll end up with a demon. There is nothing that suggests that in the New Testament. That is made up by people who are scared, who are paranoid, who don't know the spiritual realms. The human mind makes up stories, and some of those stories are not true at all. And we need to be careful about these paranoid people in the body of Christ. Jesus tells us to seek for the Holy Spirit. God says, go and ask for more and more of the Holy Spirit. Press into God for more and more of the Holy Spirit. And it says we're to ask for the Holy Spirit. It's not automatic. Yes, you get the Holy Spirit once you're born again. But you don't just leave it there. You still have to keep seeking for more and more of the Holy Spirit, more of his gifts, more of his fruit, more of his peace, more of his presence and power. There's a lot to get in the spiritual realms. And God is not going to give you a demon. He's not going to give you a mental illness. He's not going to turn you into a fanatic. He's going to do a mighty work in your life. You can trust God. People say, oh, you're just seeking the gift and not the giver, and so you're going to end up with all these demons. It doesn't say that in the Bible. It says, as we ask, seek, and knock for spiritual things, the things we need to be disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ and to teach people the commandments of God, as we seek after those things, God's going to give them to us. He's not mean. He's not vindictive. He's not nasty. He's not going to give you spiritual poison. No, he's going to give you the good things of the kingdom of God. And so how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Trust God. Trust your heavenly Father. Trust the Lord Jesus Christ. After all, he sent Jesus to redeem you. He sent his only begotten Son to give you everlasting life. You can trust God. He's not going to rip you off with these things. And finally, in this verse, it says, if you then who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? So God wants to give you the supreme gift of the Holy Spirit. How much more? How much more? It's all out there. It's exciting. It's good. God's going to give you an abundant supply of the Holy Ghost if you ask, if you press in. And the most unusual people can be filled with the Holy Ghost and go out and do marvelous miracles and ministries simply because they've pressed in for that one true thing, and they've left behind the world, they've left behind their own reputations, they've left behind much of what this world has to offer, and they're pressing in for more and more of the Holy Spirit. And you want to do that too. You want to press in for more and more of the Holy Ghost in your life, in your heart, in your mind, and all that's going on with you. You want God. You want more and more of God. And the Holy Spirit can give you everything that you need at the spiritual level. Peace of mind, love, kindness, ability to be in control of your life, wisdom, spiritual gifts, the gifts of tongues, the gifts of interpretation, the gifts of healing, the gifts of prophecy. They're all there in the Holy Spirit. And they can be yours simply because you press in after them out with the power of the blood, the power of the cross, your sonship and or heavenly daughter of the Lord of God, the fact that you're a part of God, that you're part of the Abrahamic covenant, you're part of the new covenant, you're part of God's work. So you have the right to have spiritual gifts flowing through you. You've just got to put in the effort to do so. You've got to press in to God, and you've got to make it part of your life to ask, seek, and knock for spiritual things. Don't ask and seek and knock for things that God is just giving the people of the world, the things that vanish, the things like a Mercedes-Benz or a yacht or things like that. The people of the world get those things, and they are valueless for salvation. If you get them, well and good, but they are no indication of God's favor. They are just a part of this world. They're nice, but they come and they go. What you need and what you need to seek God for are the things that relate to eternal life. And you need to seek God for your salvation. If you're not saved, if you haven't come to God and asked for the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive your sins, do it right now. Say, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, forgive my sins. Make me a Christian. Give me eternal life right now. In the name of Jesus, and ask for that. If you're a Christian, but you don't have much of the Holy Spirit, say, Heavenly Father, I need the Holy Ghost. I need more of the Holy Ghost. I need His joy. I need His power. I need the Holy Ghost on me and upon me and in me. I need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and God will give you with the Holy Spirit. If you're in ministry and you need to understand the Scriptures, say, God, I can't understand the Scriptures on my own. This is a closed book to me. Even with all the study in the world, I need you to reveal the Scriptures and the meanings of the Scriptures to me. And you can go to God and say, show me the Scriptures. Show me Christ in the Scriptures. Show me your glory, Lord, in the pages of the Bible. And God will open up your spiritual eyes and spiritual ears to behold wonderful things out of His Word. He will give this to you as a gift. He will open up your mind and your heart as a gift. And He might say, go read this book, go study, go to Bible college. But that's still part of Him imparting and giving knowledge to you. And you don't earn your knowledge of the Bible. God imparts it to you and give you a memory of Scriptures and joy in the ministry. Go ask, seek, and knock for the things of God, and you will have great joy in the Holy Spirit. This is John Edmiston signing off with Insights for Eternity. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to Insights for Eternity with Pastor John Edmiston. We hope that you have been blessed. May the Lord strengthen you as you do His work. If you want to contact John Edmiston, just send an email to johned@cybermissions.org. johned@cybermissions.org. May the peace of God be with you.